chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com coming to you from the North Tunnel of Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium following Arkansas's incredible 40-21 win over the 15th-ranked Texas Longhorns. Guys, look at this. For you guys watching, how beautiful is that? Not as beautiful as it was a few hours ago when there were 76,000 people screaming their heads off, start to finish. Unrelenting, incredible. I used to always say the best college football environment I've ever been in was after that 2010 season, Sugar Bowl, Ohio State. It was electric. That ended today. This is it. I've never experienced anything like what happened in here today and against Texas. Everything coming together the way it did. You know, after the game was over, I stood up there in that corner for a minute, looked out onto the field, and then I went back up to the press box, the 50-yard line, and just kind of closed my eyes and thought back to where this program has been. And I can remember 2019 Western Kentucky game coming out of this tunnel right here, asking myself, is this program done? Can it ever recover? I mean, you hope, but they were just so down. And you know what? Nobody wanted this job. One coach said he wouldn't touch it with a 9-foot pole. Where coaches come to die, right here, Fayetteville, Arkansas. That ain't true. Sam Pittman knows it wasn't true. And then I started thinking, you know, just closing my eyes and just kind of started feeling warm and thinking back to, you know, way back to Louisiana Monroe, 2012, Toledo, Colorado State, North Texas, San Jose State, Western Kentucky. And then I thought about when Sam Pittman was hired and how emotional he was about it. Because one guy wanted it, didn't he? And that is where it starts. Sam Pittman, the guy who wanted it. And credit Hunter Yurecek, who I saw here a second ago, and he was like, what are you doing? He doesn't watch the walk and talk. But it starts with, first of all, credit Hunter Yurecek for hiring Sam Pittman. Because so many people feel like you gotta have this home run hire, and there are a lot of schools out there tonight with their home run hires, disappointed. It's about getting the fit. It's about getting the culture right. We can talk about the Jimmys and the Joes, the X's and the O's. They're important, getting the right players in here, but it doesn't matter without the culture. And it all goes back to one man. And then it just spreads from there. It's everybody after that. Everybody falling in. The students were incredible. Students didn't leave tonight. You know why? There wasn't a better party in America than right there. It was incredible. I mean, just for this team, I want to talk about Sam Pittman some more because I'm asking the players after they come in, they brought 6 players in. I'm asking them just like, what has changed? So people can say words and stuff like, we're going to be blue collar and we're going to do this. But it's about doing it every damn day. It's about coming out with the same attitude, the same schedule. I love Sam Pittman's idea of write it down. If you say you're going to do something, let's put it on a piece of paper. You know, policies like that. Being truthful with the guys, just getting it. I mean, about the only thing I haven't really disagreed with Sam Pittman so far is the 4th-and-2 call last week at midfield. But the guy just gets it, and I would be surprised if I was ever here on one of these walking talks ripping Sam Pittman a new one. And I'm going to tell you something, they're not going to win every game. It feels great tonight. Take it in. Love it. But they're not going to win every game, but it's not going to be because they don't get it, because they're not prepared, because they don't believe in each other. This game was won on Monday, maybe before that. There was no other option but to win this game as far as those players were concerned. They knew it. Just a great job by those guys hope Grant Morgan's okay. He went down. Dorian Gerald, I hate it for him. And all the guys that missed it. But I know there's a sense of pride. They were a part of this. I wonder if Arkansas will be ranked. Who knows? But as I was just kind of like closing my eyes, just looking out on the 50, hearing the keyboards click and the water going and trash flying around the field, and I just kind of felt just that warmth, that love again that has been missing so much. There's been so much negativity. We all needed this. Media needed it. Coaches, fans, players, the whole state needed this today against Texas, of all people. I love what Chuck Barrett said. You know, it's like, this is an introduction to the SEC, but this ain't a welcome wagon, Texas. And I tell you what, I saw a lot of 42-10 picks from Texas fans. And I told you, you know, and I picked Texas to win, but I based that on 13 penalties, sloppy play, overthrowing guys. I mean, Texas definitely looked more crisp against Louisiana last week. And that's kind of what I was basing it on. I think I went 31-24 Texas, which is way wrong. But I didn't think that Arkansas wouldn't win. But my message to Texas fans was, if you're out there predicting like 49-10 or something like that, you're going to be really, really disappointed. Because that's not happening. You don't come into this place under a guy like Sam Pittman leading this program and mistake that just because Arkansas has been something the last few years, that it's going to continue. Because it can change with the right leadership, and it has. Be predicting 42-10 up in here. Just setting yourself up for disappointment. In Texas, you can take your program to another level. It's nothing, it didn't just end here. There'll be another day for you. But today wasn't your day. And also, of all days to do it, and you could just feel the energy, the America, 9/11. I mean, remembering 9/11, but celebrating our freedom at the same time and the people who fight for it. Just all of that. Being able to come to a football game after all this, all this stuff we've been dealing with. COVID-19. And to be able to come out here and celebrate it all together. It's been hard. It's been a hard few years for all of us. And it's nice to remember a little bit about what it's really like to have it hard. Let's get to the game a little bit, because there's so much more. The players, the fight, the energy. I mean, being able to come through here. Am I locked in? Being able to come through here. Am I locked in? Is it too late to get out? Nope, there we go. Being able to come through here and fight the way they did, and the defense having it the first half. It's 16-0 in the first half. Just an incredible showing. Woo!
So sorry.
You're good. I got to get one of those scooters. I got the app. I just haven't done it yet. Anyway, the first half, the defense playing so inspired. But then after that, you know, to be able to come out the second half and do it again, and the offense to step up. I mean, I would take... What did KJ finish with? Like, he was like 14-19, 138 yards passing. He threw an interception, which that was really a great play by that defensive back. I mean, the BJ safety guy, an incredible play by him. Only one drop that I remember, Traylon Smith early in the game, maybe a difficult catch for him. Cam Little going 4-4, getting a little luck on special teams. Hey, Scott Fountain, getting a little luck on special teams. I mean, that could have been a disaster down there at the 4-yard line. And, you know, it didn't end up great anyway, because you still probably should have been at the 20 there instead of the 4. But luckily the guy was stepping out of bounds. You had Cam Little knock one in off the upright. A little luck, guys. You do a little luck, right? Get a little luck. Get a block punt. Jake Juracek. Matteo Soli recovering it. Finally, right? Arkansas weaponized special teams. How much have we talked about that? How much did we talk about 13 penalties? You cannot have 13 penalties against a team like Texas and expect to win. And sloppy play and dropping passes and throwing the ball above receivers. All that stuff didn't happen this game because they fixed it. They went back and worked on it and fixed it and identified, what do we do well? we can run the ball. Let's put up 333 yards with a ton of different running backs. Get 75 rushing yards from KJ. Hey, would you take 14 and 19 for 138 yards and 75 rushing yards from KJ Jefferson? Yeah, if you get that from the running backs also. It's a great job by the offense, figuring out what they do well. Kudos to Kendall Briles. Got to throw kudos to Scott Fountain too. Special teams did the job today. Offense did the job. Defense was just outstanding. I mean, to come out to, it's so hard to continue that. Just that the momentum never ceased. And when Texas did have a big play, and they did get into the end zone there in the second half, what did the offense do? Just marched right down there and answered. No hesitation, no thought that anything was going to be any different. Belief. That's what it's all about, man. Having a team. This place was rocking. This outside area, better than I've ever seen it before. Dixon Street last night was absolutely insane. I was at two 40-year-old birthday parties. Happy birthday, Keith Grayson and Hillary Bacher. It was live on Dixon Street last night. I bet it is right now, too. I don't have much left. But anyway, kudos to the students, the fans, the players, the coaches. Hell, the media, too. The media has endured it, too. There's nothing worse than going to these road games and just it's over in the first quarter. Year after year. Everybody needed this. This was for everybody. For the state. Just like Sam Pittman said, this state. Arkansas. Arkansas. There's just so much to be proud of. And seeing those freshman backs, A.J. Green, Raheem Sanders, even Malik Hornsby got in a little bit at quarterback. John Ridgeway playing his first game after his appendicitis last game. I mean, that guy's like an elephant. I mean, he is – that dude didn't know what he was in for, that center. He was just like, who is this guy? Incredible showing all the way around. You just don't get many like this. How's it going? These scooters are everywhere. It's a good look outside the stadium. That hog. Anyway, great showing today. They got to get back to work. Georgia Southern presents an interesting opponent. They do things a lot differently. Can you stay up? Can you bottle this energy? Can you keep it going? All right, everybody. I don't know what else I got after this one. I'm a little spent emotionally, but I feel good. It's gonna be a good morning. A lot of you probably will watch this in the morning, but thanks everybody for watching the Walk and Talk. Appreciate you guys following hogsports.com. Even through all this, through everything we've been through, people still care, and that's a big part of this whole thing. Arkansas fans care, even through the crap that we've been through, right? All of us, media, fans, everything. So, congratulations to you, you deserved it. Congratulations, Sam Pittman, all these players, KJ, Grant, Dorian, everybody that came before too, everybody that wasn't here. This is everybody, it takes everybody. Just sit in it for a little while. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with hogsports.com. Arkansas 40, Texas 21. We'll catch you next time.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not letting you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching, these have been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central. On CBS and streaming on Paramount+.